Next up is agenda item five. That's PR 2025 020034, minor plat 2025 00026, request for a preliminary final plat, as well as VAC 2025 00025, request for vacation of easement, submitted by CSI Cartesian Surveys Inc., Ryan Mulhall as agent for Matt Wagner, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract D1AJ, Newport Industrial Park West, Unit 1, Sunport Municipal Addition, zoned NRBP and located at 1800 Randolph Road Southeast, between University Boulevard Southeast and Buena Vista Drive Southeast, containing approximately 1.3499 acres. Do we have Mr. Mulhall here?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Good morning. We are looking to vacate an easement. It's shown with a dotted hatch on our plat and site sketch. So we're looking to clear that temporary drainage easement away, given that it has been superseded by less temporary permanent easements to manage the drainage in a more north-south channelized area. And so the site sketch shows those channels, and the plat here shows that dotted hatch of the temporary drainage easement we're looking to get rid of. The easement encroaches within the building that's under construction on this site. And so that's the primary reason that we need to come before you with plat is because the easement was granted by a plat. And so construction's still ongoing, and so we don't show sidewalk along the frontage, but it is promised per a TCL and is within the building plans. With that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Let's see if there's any public comment on these items. If so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item five. I'm calling for public comment. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item five. Last call for public comment on agenda item five. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Would you please raise your right hand, sir? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objection to the plat or the vacation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of March 23rd, 2023. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. The next up is Transportation. Mr. Ernest Araujo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has an approved TCL dated August 17th, 2023, showing appropriate sidewalks. No objection to the plat or vacation.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Armijo. Takes us to code enforcement. Who will be delivering those comments today?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can go ahead and deliver.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code enforcement did not, or this is Jay Rodenbeck. Code enforcement did not provide a comment memo, so there are no comments.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Asana Alec, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the vacation or platting request.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Ms. Alec. Takes us to the Planning Department comments. We'll be delivering those.
Good morning. I will be Mr. Hearing Officer Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The main thing that I noted here in my comment memo is that this site is within the South Yale landfill buffer. So therefore, I didn't see any letter submitted by the Environmental Health Department. So that was my main thing on this one. So we need to see one submitted with this packet, and I didn't see one. So most of my comments were based on that issue, that I didn't see one letter submitted from that department. Mr. Moho?
Hello, this is Ryan with Cartesian. Yeah, you know, on our end, Cartesian missed that this was within a landfill buffer. I believe just because, you know, we'd seen ongoing construction on the site, we thought that might have been addressed a building permit. That might have been a wrongful assumption, but I have reached out to the owner, and he confirmed that this landfill buffer was not brought up during his building permitting. And so I don't know if because the railroad spur to the south or because of the gradient drainage plan, you know, shows some kind of, you know, behavior that would kind of manage that landfill buffering. That wasn't brought up at building permit, but we will, you know, work with the city if that's a condition of plat approval or, you know, of outright approval to get that to you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, well, let's go to Mr. Rodemack. I see Jay Rodemack with hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodemack. Ryan, unfortunately, I think this isn't something we can condition. This is built in the IDO. I believe this would require deferral. Just letting you know. I mean, this is the ultimate decision of the hearing officer, but you know, 64R5C states that landfill gas mitigation approval is required for subdivisions like this. So, in my opinion, this would require deferral and approval prior to the approval of the plat.
Okay. Yeah, this
that's
is right.
How we've handled it.
Yeah, you know, I understand. I guess just for future reference, you know, it lists in that R5C, you know, kind of the gradient drainage permitting, the, you know, wall and fence permitting. Like, is it normal that that the landfill buffering would get addressed kind of at the construction phase or at like the permitting phase, or is this just kind of one that slipped through? I'm just trying to understand. For
this is Jay Rodenbeck. I imagine it's one that slipped through until we caught it here. That's my guess. It should have been caught, probably should have been caught at building or, you know, at other stages, but I think it's one that just slipped through.
Okay. Yeah, this is right with Cartesian. You know, it's well understandable, and you know, we'll work with you and figure out an appropriate deferral time, I guess, to get an engineer to at least start looking at this. So I imagine that'll take a little bit of time.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Ryan, I'll just note too that Marcelo provided in his memo the contact to the environmental health official I think you need to reach out to about this, Shelly Eaton. We got her email in there.
Okay, yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I do see that. Thank you.
Do you have any other questions, Mr. Mahal? If not, that is the end of my comments.
No, let's run with Cartesian. Like I said, we'll work with the owner on getting an engineer to look at this and kind of start that environmental health process. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Great. Thank you all very much. Well, having heard the evidence and testimony, I'm going to go ahead and rule that agenda item 5, PR 2025-020034, minor plat 2025-00026, request for preliminary final plat, and VAC 2025-00025, vacation of easement, be deferred to the next regularly scheduled DHO meeting. Bear with me 1 second, just making sure of the date, which will take place on Wednesday, June 25th, 2025, beginning at 9 a.m. Thank you. See, Mr. Rodenbeck, if you do the recording.
Oh, sorry. Yep, got it.